Since the China Foundation for Poverty Alleviation initiated this Children Companion Plan more than 2 years ago, it has covered over 200 villages in 20 counties in Sichuan and Guizhou provinces, benefiting nearly 100,000 children. Qing Wei is an official with the foundation. She said in light of the project's effect in guaranteeing rights and interests of the left behind children, her organization has decided to launch this project in Luoxiao Mountains in Jiangxi and Wumen Mountains in Yunnan.
Each county sets up an administrative office which will coordinate civil affairs, public security, education, poverty alleviation, and other departments to document accounts from our children companions during their visits to left behind children's families. The office is designed to help solve those problems.
According to Qing Wei, these children companions are not alone. Behind the back is an administrative office. The companion who offers a mental comfort lies in the center of the plan. Gao Yurong, Deputy Dean of the China Philanthropy Research Institute of Beijing Normal University, explains the criteria for an eligible children companion. Her research institute is a co-sponsor of the Children Companion Plan.
We're looking for companions who are mothers with a loving heart for children. We believe with this fundamental criteria, they're likely to do a good job. The candidates also need to get along with others and not to have any disputes with their neighbors. We also survey other villagers to determine the capability of potential candidates to take care of the children.
Guo Xiaoying is among 200 companions in Sichuan and Guizhou provinces. A resident of the Taoba village, Xuyong County of Sichuan province, Guo is a mother of a 14-year-old child. Meanwhile, she is also responsible for accompanying 500 left-behind local children.
The young children who find it tough to talk to their grandparents often come to me. The main issue is the generation gap, which often leads to the children not talking about their issues with their more elderly caretakers. I feel the job is quite an honor for me.
The current estimate from China's Ministry of Civil Affairs suggests that more than 9 million children under 16 are growing up in the Chinese countryside while their parents live and work elsewhere. Gao Yurong emphasized, to comfort these disadvantaged children, companions should make themselves more professional, and her institute could help in this regard.
My institution is offering technical assistance. We've compiled 4 books. The first book is dedicated to solving problems raised by child companions, helping them understand child-related policies and also effectively assisting the children in need. The second book is about how to guide children through playing games. The third book spreads fundamental knowledge about care workers. The fourth book offers a better understanding about child abuse prevention.
The Children Companion Plan raised more than 8 million yuan in 2017 via donations from the general public and enterprises. These donations would go into subsidies for each companion. Another part of the donation was spent on building new infrastructure for children. Qing Wei, the China Foundation for Poverty Alleviation official, explains again.
In each village, we want to put in recreational facilities and compile books for children in a 100 square meter house, which we call the Left Behind Kids Recreation Center. The center will open once a week. During winter and summer vacations, the center will operate on a daily basis. It is not only a venue for motherly companions to spend time with these children, but also the place where businesses can provide donations and volunteers can directly visit the kids.
Exploring effective methods of welfare protection for rural left-behind children, The Children Companion Plan also aims to provide references for decision making of the government. In addition, Chinese celebrities such as actress Yang Mi, Tong Liya, and actor Bao Beier all speak for the Children Companion Plan.Calling for more social support in China to better help these school-aged children that have to not only strike poverty, but also overcome the distress of being away from their parents. For CRI, I'm Lai Ming.